Hello again. I was saying that asandhya, the meeting place of two currents, is a time when polarities meet. It's a moment of pause. And in my experience, there is a portal that opens for us that literally can lead us into the space between worlds, the space when night changes into day, when day changes into night, when, as the planet circles the sun, the sandhyas of midwinter and midsummer, because many of you here are in the southern hemisphere where it's midsummer. These are times that are recognized by all the ancient civilizations as moments of cosmic power, times when the flow of solar energy pauses at its brightest and darkest points. And it's also, of course, a time of full moon just passed. So we are literally being inundated with cosmic energies. And for those of us in the northern hemisphere, this is the longest night of the year. For those of us in the summer in the southern hemisphere, it's the longest day. It's also a time when the potential for grace and blessing is so powerful that the letting go that we practice, the intentions we seed at this moment, have a special power. What I like to call this time, and there are really four of them in the year, the times of the solstice and the times of the equinox, they're turning points. You know, and if you know the I Ching, which is one of the great wisdom texts, not just a fortune-telling text, as some people regard it, but actually a profound book of wisdom. The 64 hexagrams of the I Ching are based on the recognition that both in the natural world and in our lives, change is constant. I Ching means the book of changes. And there's a certain tide of energies that runs through the seasons, that runs through the day. And one of the things that we learn through studying these changes is that timing is everything. Finding the times, finding the tide of the times, is really the secret of moving through the seams of reality. So the turning of the year, the solstice, is the moment when we actually gather the harvest, what we've sown and what we've reaped in the year gone by, and then we bring together the seeds that we'll plant in the year to come. So the seeds, of course, are our intentions, our wishes, the insights we've gained. And this is a time when the new is introduced and the transformation of the old becomes easy. So that's the wisdom of the I Ching. That's what we're about. We're going to perform a ritual of harvesting and planting seeds of transformation. Part of the beauty of ritual is that it's timeless. No matter how many times we come around the sun, the rituals that we've celebrated throughout our lives have the same power. You know, maybe it's more powerful one year than it is another, but by coming around again and again to these rituals, they not only help us make sense of our current lives, they also allow us to become more present to the eternal and to deal with issues that are up for us in the present moment. But of course, the efficacy of a ritual depends on our willingness to be fully present. So to be in ceremony, we suspend doubt for a while so that we can open ourselves up to the timeless, synchronistic magic that somehow connects these mental and imaginal acts with our embodied experience of transformation. The ritual that we're doing now is happening in the imaginal world, in the subtle world, which, as we know, interpenetrates the physical world and also has its own reality. But the imaginal world is not the same as the world we make up. It's not a purely imaginary world. It's actually the realm of reality that is prior to the physical world. So the intentions that we create, the understandings that we come to, the insights that arise for us in the subtle, in the imaginal realm, have an enormous power to activate the physical. And one thing that's really important to understand as we become present to this, I've been experiencing this very strongly the last couple of weeks, is that we are being inundated, and especially at this moment, in these hours around the solstice, by loving energies, by planetary energies, and by energies that come from the realms beyond the planetary, energies that can be both wildly creative and deeply healing. And again, in my experience, that love wants to shower itself on us from every side, from above, from below, from in front of us, from behind us, wants us to recognize that love belongs to us, that it's what we're made of, and that it is completely willing to support us in creating both the next steps in our present and also in creating the future that lies before us as individuals and as a society, as a collective. And because this is a time that for many of us feels deeply fraught, potentially scary, threatening, difficult, and also potentially a time of tremendous awakening, both as individuals and as a collective. So if you don't already have a journal or some paper and a pen with you, I would really like to encourage you to take a moment now and get that. And if you're driving or walking as you listen to this, you can use the journal of your mind. But in that case, you may want to re-listen to this call and do some of the journaling with paper and pen, because, as you know, it makes a huge difference when you write an intention down, not only because that means you can read it again, but because there's something about writing, especially writing with your hands, with pen and paper, that actually cements the intention into your body. So as we begin, please take a deep breath, a deep full breath, and let it out. And now, with another inhalation, imagine that the radiance of the celestial sun, the sun beyond the sun, is showering down on you, flowing into your body, flowing through your crown, filling your brain, filling your neck, filling your shoulders, filling your heart, filling your whole body with prana, with warmth, and with light. As you feel the support of the solar energy, the energy that shines through darkness, as well as in the light that's visible to the eyes, see if you can recognize and acknowledge the presence of the community here. We're from 5 continents, several different countries. See if you can feel the energy of the community around you. And perhaps you can also sense the deeper truth behind the law of community. Because in consciously connecting to each other, we're connecting to the truth of everyone. The truth that one awareness holds everything that we experience. So you in your physical body and me in mine are powered and lived by the same awareness whose insides are lined with love. We live in a universe whose nature is profoundly intimate, so that whether we know it or not, we can't act or live, we can't think a thought that doesn't subtly impact the whole. That's why what we do here is important, because by our thoughts and actions and intentions, we do create more possibility, more openness, and not just for ourselves. Because the imaginal world is a dimension of reality where it's possible to create without limit, to influence the material world in powerful ways. So imagine that you're taking up a candle. See the candle in your hand with your inner eye. And like an ancient magician, a sorcerer of the inner realms, feel that from your fingers, a flame shoots out and lights the candle. And holding the candle in your hand, imagine that we're gathered in a circle that extends around the world, that all of us are held not only in the circle of awareness, that awareness that was never born and never dies, but also within the magic circle of our shared vortex, our shared Sangha. Place your candle in the center of this circle, and as you do, have the intention to be fully present during this gathering. We're going to chant Om 7 times. Feeling as you do the vibration of the mantra in each of your 7 chakras. So place your hand now at the base of your body. We'll inhale together and chant, Om, 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 Om. Place your hand over your lower belly and chant Om. Place your hand over your sternum and chant Om. Place your hand at the base of your throat and chant Om. Place your hand over your forehead and chant Om. Place your hand at the base of the crown, right over the crown, and chant Om. Feel that you've infused your body with the energy of the mantra. And consider right now what the universe wants from you this year. I've been thinking about this question a lot. What does the universe want from me? What does it want from this community? What does it want from the different communities that each of you are part of? You know, we are clearly in a time that demands some form of activism, perhaps especially activism in the service of truth and justice. And at the same time, one thing we know as contemplative practitioners is that in order for our actions to be effective, they really need to come from our connection to the power at the heart of the universe. So I've been asking the universe, what wants to be said now? Because this is a time of such upheaval, as well as such profound evolutionary opportunity. And two words came up. One was truth, and the other was transfiguration. And I realized that these words, these understandings, have been present for me, and I think for many of you, for quite a while now, as we've moved through this time that has been so incredibly challenging and difficult, and also so full of gathering wisdom. Transfiguration means the quality of experience in which the light of the higher worlds enters into our bodies and literally inundates our fragile and vulnerable human bodies with spirit energy, with the light of the higher realms. So part of what we're doing today in this gathering is opening ourselves to transfiguration. But we're also opening ourselves to truth, because truth is deeply under threat these days. Not only because we have leaders and media who misstate the facts, not only because we're so glutted with information that we often can't tell what's real and what isn't, but also because for so many people, the deeper meaning of truth is lost. And for us, what's up for us is actually looking into the truth of what really matters, the truth of what we should really be paying attention to. It's so crucial to be able to tunnel down into the ground where we can see that love and awarenesses are the most real substances in this universe, and understand that when we are holding on to love and awareness, the other qualities that make life worth living begin to come online quite naturally. So here's the question I want to ask you to contemplate. What is the deepest truth you're ready to live this year? What is the deepest truth that you're ready to live in 2022? I know for me, the truth that sustains me, that sustained me through the dark times in my personal life, and which I sometimes feel that all my practice has been about, is that all this, the light and the dark, arises within the ocean of Shakti, whose only essence is the unfoldment of love. I know that many of you have seen this in meditation or open-eyed. And it's a very profound recognition to understand that even the weirdness, even the suffering, even the difficulties, is always being supported and held in the womb of love. There's no way that we can permanently remove suffering from our own lives or from the lives of people we love or from the planet itself or from the creatures who live on it. It's part of the contract we make when we come into this world that we'll allow our values and our souls to be honed by suffering, by the challenges of embodiment. And even in the lives of people who are relatively privileged, there are going to be these challenges and difficulties. And I think you all know that the reason we agree to do this is because this is how we grow as souls. We place ourselves in this fire of embodiment, which allows us to experience fully our humanity and hopefully also realize the divinity which lives in our humanity. And what allows this to happen is that as saturated as life is with challenge and effort and suffering, it's also saturated with that burning, unending transpersonal love that lives in us waiting to be liberated. So one of the things that we're going to do together is begin the work of letting go of whatever doesn't serve our awakening and giving ourselves a chance to open, even if just a little bit, into the streams of light and awareness that are gathered around every one of us, every one of you, ready to support us anytime we're open to grace. And I know that many of you have practical issues. Some of them are mega issues, life or death issues. But at the same time, we can trust that there is a guide rope of grace that we can follow through the thicket of our karmas into the truth that love is real. So find your posture. Feel yourself being supported by your seat. Feel that your sit bones release into the seat and that your spinal column rises. And allow yourself to take in three slow, deep breaths. As the breath flows in, feel that you're breathing in trust in life's fundamental goodness. And as the breath flows out, see if you can allow it to take away distraction, anxiety. See if you can allow the exhalation to soften your body. Now let the next inhalation draw your attention into the heart. Feel the energy of your heart being touched by the flow of breath. Feel that every breath makes you aware of divine gratitude. Whether we believe it or not, this universe is grateful to you. The universe, which, as you know, opens to us when we feel gratitude, what we should understand is that the universe asks nothing of us that it doesn't practice itself. So let yourself feel that the power behind all this feels grateful to you, simply for who you are, for your willingness to live life. She's grateful for everything you contribute to life, for every hard decision, for every moment when you transform a negative thought into a loving thought, for every insight, for every kind word, for every time you regret a mistake and wish to make it better. So as you inhale, allow the universe's gratitude to flow into you through the breath. Inhale gratitude. Let yourself receive it. And then exhale your gratitude for life, for your body, for your senses. Inhale gratitude and exhale, offering thanks for everyone who's consciously or unconsciously helped maintain your life. Those who grow and harvest your food. Those who built and maintain the place you live. Those who make your clothing, who build your roads, who serve you in thousands of ways. Inhale gratitude and exhale gratitude. Now we'll begin our proper ceremony, and we'll begin by asking that our practice this evening be a benefit to all beings and to the earth herself. Imagine now that you're sitting, all of us together, in a group that includes your close friends and family members, people who may not be physically present here, but whom you'd like to invite to be subtly present. You're seated around a sacred fire, the ceremonial fire that in every ancient culture is seen as a living being, a sacred mediator who carries our offerings and our intentions to the higher worlds. So whatever we offer to this sacred fire is purified, is transmuted, is transformed. Now notice that in front of you is a golden tray that contains a pile of flowers, roses, gardenias, lilies. Let yourself be aware of these flowers as the materials you'll use to make your offerings. And realize that you don't have to perfectly visualize the flowers. The power of your intention is actually going to empower the offerings. We're going to start by offering our accomplishments and regrets of the past year, starting with our accomplishments. Bring to mind an aspect of your life in the past year, in the year 2021, that you would like to celebrate. It could be a personal accomplishment, a moment when you freed yourself from an old pattern. It could be the fact that you got through the pandemic with a certain amount of grace. It could be a realization, a romance. What have you done, realized, expressed, or survived during 2021 that you feel proud of or happy about? Just one thing for now. Now take one of the flowers in your hand and breathe into that flower the accomplishment or gift that you brought to mind. Now offer it to the flower, to the fire, asking that it be amplified by the power in the flames. And as you offer it, say silently or out loud, Om Soham, Om Soham, Om Soham, Om Soham, Om Soham, Om Soham. Feel that as the flower dissolves into the flames, that the power of your effort, the power of your gift, of your accomplishment is being offered into the higher realms where its power is amplified 1,000 times. Now remember another accomplishment, another challenge that you met, another gift that you gave or received in the year 2021. And take up another flower. Fill it with pride in your accomplishment, gratitude for your efforts, and place it in the fire. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. And now one more. Something that you're pleased with, something that you're proud of. A seed you sowed or that came to fruition. Place it in a flower and offer the flower. Om Soham. Now consider something that you regret. It could be something unresolved, perhaps quite recent, or perhaps an unresolved regret from earlier in your life. An action that was less than your best. A choice that took you away from the heart. Something that you may have said or done that didn't feel like it was in full alignment with your highest self. Place this regret into a flower, and as you offer it into the sacred fire, ask that it be dissolved. That it be resolved. Just as the power within the fire conveys your offerings, your accomplishments to the higher realms, this same power dissolves those qualities, those regrets that you offer. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Consider those moments in your life in the past year that you regret or that you would like to change. And as you place each one in the fire and offer that flower into the fire, know that the fire is transmuting regret. That each regret can become an opening into a new way of experiencing this part of your life. Inwardly say to yourself, Om Soham. Om Soham. Feeling that you open yourself to the holy radiance of the fire. Knowing that whatever we do, whatever we think, whatever we practice can be done as an offering to Spirit. And that the more we can remember to see our life, our breath, our actions, both good and bad, yes, both good and bad, as offerings. The more we heal the split between the visible and invisible worlds. By offering both what we find beautiful and what we want to reject, we purify ourselves of the karmic imprints that keep us conditioned. Whenever we offer what it is that we wish to heal, we allow that healing to take place. So when you start a project, you offer it. When you see something beautiful, you offer it. When you feel confused, you offer it. When you feel negative, you offer it. You offer your emotions, your mistakes, your triumphs, your hopes. And the more we do this, the more we experience the alchemy that happens when we mingle our human aspirations and mistakes with the divine substance that is embodied within fire. And this is how we begin to transfigure our human form, such that we can begin to recognize the divine form that's equally present within this body, within this mind. So in the next sequence, we're going to be offering some of the basic binding energies that each of us carries in different proportions. And we're going to ask that these qualities be transmuted into their sacred aspect. One of the amazing truths about our lives is that pride, anger, fear, other difficult energies are not just obstacles. They're not just problematic. They're each distortions of a particular form of divine wisdom. And that we can liberate them so that the distortions, the negative aspects, become purified in the fire and begin to reveal the wisdom that lies behind them. The power in fire is the power in your own awareness, which can actually transmute everything that obstructs you. Because within fire, within awareness, is this divine capacity to turn everything into light. In the tradition of India, the Vedic tradition of India, the imprints that keep us feeling limited are called the upadhis, the coverings, the veils that hide the light of the self, just the way smoke veils fire. And that's why so much of the process of transformation is about clearing, about letting go of beliefs, letting go of conditioned imprints, letting go of emotional habit patterns. So just for a moment now, open your eyes, stretch your body if you feel like you need to. Stand for a moment, stretch your arms, do a forward bend. And when you're ready, take a seat, take your seat. We're going to be offering the obstructive qualities of egoic pride, self-hatred, clinging attachment, anxiety, and anger. And as we offer the obstructive quality, we will also name the divine power that we want to liberate within it. So again, find your comfortable posture. Take a couple of deep breaths. With the inhalation, feel that your sits bones and buttocks become rooted in the seat. With the exhalation, feel that your torso rises from that grounded base to the crown. Inhale and allow the grace of the holy fire to flow into your body through the breath, into your heart. And as I name an obstructive quality, I'd like you to see if you can feel into its emotional resonance. Because it's only when you feel something that you can really let it go. So feel into the corrosive quality of egoic pride. The way that pride separates you from others. The way it carries a kind of brittleness that keeps you from learning new things or benefiting from feedback. And as you feel into your experience of egoic pride, imagine yourself plucking that feeling out of your heart, taking it into your hands, and ask that through the grace of the fire, your egoic pride be transmuted into unconquerable divine self-confidence. Divine self-confidence. Confidence in the power of your essence. Om Soham. Om Soham. I offer egoic pride, limited pride, into the fire, asking that it be transmuted into the divine self-confidence that comes from my light-filled essence. From my true self. Let's see if you can feel what divine self-confidence is like. Feel it filling you. Feeling it ennobling your heart. Who are you when your body is filled with unconquerable divine confidence? And offer that quality of confidence asking that its radiance fill every moment of your life in the year to come. Now bring to mind the corrosive quality of self-hatred or self-criticism. Feel what that experience of self-rejection does to you. Feel how it saps your strength, how it keeps you from experiencing your own love, how it affects your relationships with others. Now imagine yourself pulling that quality out of your body, holding it in your hands, offering it into the fire, asking that the feeling of self-rejection be transmuted into divine compassion for yourself and for the vulnerability of being human. That the quality of self-hatred or self-criticism flow into the fire, allowing the fire to transmute it into profound self-compassion and compassion for their vulnerability of being human. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. Om Soham. As you inhale now, feel that the grace of the fire flows divine compassion into your heart, irradiating your body, filling you with compassion for your own human vulnerability, for the vulnerability of all living beings. Om Soham. Om Soham. Now allow yourself to feel the experience of clinging attachment. The feeling of neediness. And feel what that attachment creates within you. The fear of loss. The grip of holding on. The intense discomfort of clinging. Feeling the discomfort of attachment. Imagine yourself pulling that feeling out of your heart, take it into your hands, and offer it into the fire. Offer the feeling, the fear, that if you let go of your attachment, you will be letting go of love. Offer that fear into the fire as well. And as you offer your clinging attachment into the fire, ask that it be transmuted into the power of unbreakable devotion, unconditional affection. An affection that spills out from your heart and touches everyone whom you meet in thought or in fact. Om Soham. Om Soham. Allow the sacred fire to fill your body and your mind. with a felt sense of unconditional affection. Sense the feeling of devotional love for another, for yourself, for the place where you're sitting, for the world, for the divine. Om Swaha. Om Swaha. Now sense the energy of anxiety, the energy of fear. Sense that familiar feeling of anxiety, the way it fills your muscles with tension, the way it scrunches up your eyes and dissolves your confidence. Just let yourself feel it. Let yourself feel the suffering of anxiety, of tension. And now imagine that you draw that anxiety out of your body, hold it in your hands, and allow it to fall into the fire. Asking that your fear be transmuted into the divine quality of heightened aliveness. Ask that your fear, that your anxiety be transmuted into the sacred ability to fully feel the power of life moving through your body. The energy of life itself. Om Soham, Om Swaha, Om Soham, Om Swaha. You are alive. You are filled with life force. You are filled with sacred energy. Now bring into your mind, into your body, the felt sense of anger, of frustration, anger at the unfairness and injustice of the world, anger at someone who has said or done something that you find hard to forgive. Let yourself feel the corrosive power of anger. And now drawing that anger out of your body, holding it in your hands, offering it into the sacred fire, and ask that the fire transmute your anger into the power of effective action. Ask that the sacred fire transform your frustration, your buried rage, your feelings of injustice into the sacred power to transform the world for the better. Feel how the power of effective action flows into your body through the fire. Feel how the capacity to do whatever needs to be done is flowing into you from the sacred fire. Now with your next inhalation, draw the sacred fire itself into your heart like a stream of warmth and radiance, feeling how its divine qualities, the qualities of confidence, of compassion, of devotion and affection, of aliveness, of capacity, are flowing into your heart and taking the form of a golden flame which radiates through your torso, filling your chest and abdomen with warmth and light, rising through the throat, flowing down into the belly and the legs. Let your body open to being transfigured by the flame of the holy fire. And as you inhale, feel, I inhale grace. As you exhale, feel grace fills my body. Sit for a moment, sensing the light of grace flowing through your heart, flowing through your whole body. And from that state of empowerment, that purificatory ritual, because that's what we've just done, we'll take a moment now to consider, each of you, what you would like to create for your life, for the people you love, and for the world. Start by asking yourself, what is the deepest desire that I can become aware of now? My desire for myself, my desire for my loved ones, or for a particular loved one, and my desire for the society I live in, for the planet itself. Just notice what comes up. Some very immediate desires, some very practical desires. Some desires that are more global. Notice which ones have real charge for you. And choose the desires that you'll work with on the basis of that charge. What matters to you right now? And see if you can take it just a little bit deeper. What do I sense might be possible that I haven't been fully able to own? What can I give myself permission to desire right now? can be something very personal. And it can be something for the collective. And for many of us, it's both. Now see if you can turn that desire into an intention. Recognize that your longings in this moment are the first investment we make in the future. So as you sit, letting yourself breathe in the light of the fire, sense the power of the light embracing you and create for yourself an intention that you can hold in the present moment. Put it in the present tense, and if you have your journal, write it down. Realizing that your intention can contain several sentences, lots of parts. What do you want in the months to come that will most benefit you, that will make you happy, that will be of benefit to others, that might even make a difference in the world? Now imagine what your life is like as this intention becomes real for you. Imagine that this intention is your present reality and feel how you walk through the world as you allow yourself to experience the gifts you intend for yourself, the gifts you intend for others. And take a flower in your hand. Place the intention in the flower. And offer it into the fire. Om Soham. Om Soham. Offer the intention to the holy fire. And recognize that it will be amplified and brought back to you as an actuality to whatever degree you're willing to accept the fact that everything is possible. That your awareness, your intention, can can create infinite possibilities for you. And if there's another intention, one for yourself or for others in your life, or for a greater healing for all of us, place that intention into a flower and with the sacred mantra Om Soham offer it into the fire. We're going to sit for a few moments in meditation with this question, which I hope you'll continue to contemplate in the time between the solstice and the turning of the year. The question which we brought up at the beginning is this: what is the deepest truth that I'm willing to live this year? What is the deepest truth that I'm willing to live this year? You may have an answer to the question right now, but still, I suggest that you allow yourself to contemplate it. Your willingness doesn't have to be total. You can feel a little bit hesitant. What matters is that you find a spark of willingness to live a truth that will genuinely uplift your life, that will draw you closer to the love that's the root of your heart, that will be of benefit to others. What's the deepest truth that you're willing to live this year? Let's just sit with the question. Perhaps feeling that you place it in your heart. Place the question or the realization in your heart. Allow yourself to be present with it. Allow it to nurture you. Allow yourself to live the question, what is the deepest truth I'm willing to live this year? The actual time of the solstice is at around 7 p.m. California time. You can transmute that into your own time zone. And this time is actually the beginning of a period that runs from the solstice, and again, this is in the Vedic tradition. It runs from the solstice until January 14th, when in the old tradition, it said that the sun begins to move in its northern path. Of course, it's the earth that's moving, not the sun. But this moment, these moments between December 21st and January 14th are really the time when we do our yearly reset, our yearly sandhya, when we have the opportunity to recapitulate, to form our intentions, to discover how we've grown, and to set the template for new growth in the year to come. So know that you're surrounded by the radiance of grace, the love of countless beings. You're held and observed and known by the sacred awareness of love that's the heart of the universe. And allow yourself to feel the holy fire in the center of our circle. The holy fire in your heart flowing through your pores. To feel how with every breath the power of grace is flowing into you from every corner of the universe. Recognize that you're an expression, an embodiment of the Supreme Self, that you are the soul of the universe, that you're held in the heart of the universe, which is also your own heart. I'm so grateful for being able to practice with all of you. And as we close our eyes and feel the presence from within and around us, recognize that what we've practiced together can be amplified and deepened in the last days of 2021. And the more you intend to open to your deepest truth, the more that truth will transfigure you. So may the winter festivals fill you with grace and ecstasy and freedom. Thank you so much. Happy solstice.
Mamba. Ma.